This chazar zeichanesh baches shagav Rabbi Yehudim says chulin daf tezayin. Rav was sitting behind Rav Chiya, who was sitting before Rebbe, and Rebbe said, "We learned that shechita has to be done with something that's detached from the ground, based on the pasuk of Vayikach es hamacheles lishchait." Rav asked Rav Chiya, "What's the proof from that pasuk?" Rav Chiya said, "There's no real proof." For example, Rebbe quoted a pasuk. How can Rav Chiya say there's no proof? And for the Gemara, he held that the pasuk teaches that Avram brought along a knife so that he could be sure to be able to bring the carbon. It doesn't really teach that a detached item must be used. Rav said, it's obvious to me that something that was detached and then reattached is considered to be detached with regard to Avodah Zarah. Like we find that Rav said that one who bows down to his house makes the house usur. With regard to produce becoming moshul lekabel tumah, if something was detached and then reattached, it's subject to machlokes among Tanoim in a Mishnah based on the way it's explained by Rabbi Elazar. Rav asked, how do we view something that was detached and then reattached with regard to using it for shechita? Efigmar Bryce says, if a sharp rock was sticking out of a wall, or if a reed grew from the ground and one shechted with it, the shechita is possible. We see that this item, the rock, may not be used, and the chayr was detached from the ground and then put into the wall. Zmar says, not a proof. The wall referred to may be the wall of a cave, which is something that was never detached from the ground. The fact that the Bryce compares the case of the rock and the wall to the case of the reed that grew from the ground shows that it's referring to a wall that had never been detached from the ground. Fragmar, maybe we can bring a proof from the part of the Bryce that says, if one stuck a knife into a wall and shechted with it, the shechita is kosher. We see that such an item is kosher for shechita. And for the Gemara, the case of a knife may be different because it doesn't become bottled to the wall and remains can be considered as a detached item and not something that was reattached. For Gemara, maybe we can bring a proof from the part of the Brisa that says if someone shechted with something that was attached to the ground, that's kosher. This must be referring to something that was detached and then reattached, and we see that it's kosher. And for the Gemara, maybe that the Brisa should be understood as stating one case totally and explaining itself. After saying that something that is attached to the ground is kosher, it then gives the example of a knife in the wall as the case that's being referred to. And the reason that case is kosher is because the knife did not become bottled to the wall like we explained before. Rav Onan, the name of Shmuel, said, when the Braisa says that shechting with a knife that is stuck in a wall is kosher, that's only when the knife is above and the neck of the animal is below, and that's how the shechita was done. However, if the neck of the animal was on top of the knife, it would be a pasul shechita, out of concern that a drasa was done, the weight of the animal presses down on the knife instead of the sharpness of the knife slicing through the simonim. Another Braisa says that it's kosher whether the animal was below the knife or above the knife. And Rav Zid said, the Braisa means that when the knife is attached to the wall, it's only kosher when the neck was below the knife. But if the knife was not attached, then it would be kosher even if the animal was on top of the knife. Rav Papa said the Braisa then allows the neck to be above the knife is referring to the shechita of a bird, which is very lightweight. Zakmar Vaiter of Chistin, the name of Yitzchak, said there are five things that were said regarding a reed stem. Number one, it may not be used for shechita. Number two, it may not be used for mila. Number three, it may not be used to cut meat. Number four, it may not be used to clean one's teeth. And number five, it may not be used to wipe oneself with it after going to the bathroom. For Akhmar, we have learned the brisa that says that it may be used for shechita. Akhmar, Papa said, the brisa refers to a type of reed found in the swamps, which may be used because they don't fall apart and splinter as they're being used. Mar says that a papa would cut fish intestines with reeds because the fish intestines are clear and it could be seen if a splinter detached into it. Rabbi Rav Huna would cut bird meat with the reed because the meat is very soft and therefore would not cause the reed to splinter. Fact Mar, it should be also to wipe oneself with the reed based on what we have learned that if someone wipes himself with a flammable item, it could cause serious internal injury. As Mar, a papa said that the wiping referred to is the wiping around the wound, not after going to the bathroom. Okay, the Mishnah said, Hakol shechtim ula oilam shechtin. The Mar explains, all things are shechted. That means that all animals, including birds, have to be shechted. When the Mishnah says, we always shecht, that seems to mean that we're allowed to shecht for the sole purpose of eating, even if it's not being brought as a carbon. Rabbi said, this follows the view of Rabbi Shmuel, who dashes the pasuk to teach that once the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they became mutter to shecht for the sole purpose of eating. We would think that once the Yidden maybe went into Golus, they can no longer have that heter. The Mishnah therefore says, we always shecht, even not for it, without intent to bring a carbon, just stop to eat, you can shecht for that purpose as well. Fact Mar Rabbi Yosef asked, if this is what it's meant, the Mishnah should have said, we always shecht and eat. Also, before entering Eretz Yisrael, it was also to shecht for the sole purpose of eating, only because they were all in close proximity to the Mishkan. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, it became mutter because they were no longer in close proximity to the Mikdash. Based on this, once in Golus, this heter would surely remain, since we're further away and from the Mikdash, and don't even have a Mikdash. And for more, rather, Rabbi Yosef said, the Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Akiva, who dashed in the pasuk to teach that until the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they were allowed to eat an animal that was killed in any way, or even not through shechita. Once they entered Eretz Yisrael, they were only allowed to eat meat of an animal that was killed with proper shechita. We would think that maybe they once they go back into Golus, they would again be able to eat meat of animals killed with any method. Mishnah therefore teaches, we always shecht, those words teach, that the shechita requirement remains in place even after going into Golus.